It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to the Valentine's episode of Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
That's a mouthful.
How'd you like that? I just came up with that on the spot.
Nice work.
Thank you.
You can tell you are a professional.
Right. I've done this before, sitting in the studio and recording a podcast. Oh, let me tell the people, you are sitting here. You have the dog, Butterfly, in your lap. You have the cat, Pooh Bear, Podcat, sitting on the table. They're like looking at each other, and you're feeding them both cat treats.
Yes. It's a Valentine's Day to be had.
Yay! And now Rain has showed up to eat the treats that we've thrown out for him.
Oh, goodness.
It's a big, big Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and you and you in the car.
How many Valentines
and,
you got?
And you, everybody, you stop? That, everybody you that listens
stop
to us.
Stop loving
right?
everyone. Dang.
I love everybody.
Oh, dear.
Everybody.
God.
Everybody.
You know what I'm annoyed at? The
what?
Negativity on Facebook.
What's going on?
Like people just posting like, oh, it's a made up holiday, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it is. But it's a day that says stop love.
But it's a day that if you really love somebody, you love them all year round.
Do you get me a gift card to Sephora all year round?
I
see. Do I buy really nice dinners for you all year round?
No, you never buy nice dinners for me. I was really surprised when you bought that one last night. Oh my goodness. Was that a great dinner you bought for me last night? That's probably the first good dinner you bought for me in the 6 years we've been together.
The fort, a couple times. It's just a great day to stop and appreciate each other. Life's busy.
It is.
And I'm sick of the negativity.
No, I agree. I agree. And I saw a couple people who actually posted, I don't normally celebrate this day, but today I'm feeling it. Did you see a couple of those?
No, yeah. No, that would have made me feel better about life.
Yeah. So we're celebrating Valentine's Day by doing an actual Valentine's Day episode of Wrinkled Sheets. Now, there might be a little interruption because there's three cats and a dog and...
There's only two cats.
Well, three animals, I meant, sorry. And they're walking around and begging like crazy.
They are. They are.
What do you feed them? What for the people
Temptations.
That are listening?
Temptations. It's the soft inside, crunchy outside Temptations. Anyway, let's get into this podcast.
Okay.
I got some stuff to talk about.
You do? All right.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk. I wanted to take a quiz with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a couple connection quiz.
Oh, God. This is one of those cosmopolitan kind of things that could break up a relationship, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. There we go. So.
Okay.
What does Valentine's Day mean to you? A time for excitement, romance, and most importantly, presents. B, a time to prove your relationship is better than everyone else's. C, it's not important to me, it's just another commercial holiday. Or D, a time to show your partner you really care about them and to make them feel very special.
I'm going to have to go with D.
Good job.
What is D?
A time to show your partner you really care about them and make them feel very special.
That's the one. Yeah, that's what I thought I heard.
Do you think Valentine's Day is too materialistic? A, not at all. Presents or romantic holidays are fun and a great way to prove your love for someone. B, yes, I find it confusing figuring out what to get my partner and how much I should spend, and there's too much pressure everywhere from advertising. C, definitely. It's nothing to do with real love. And D, yes, a bit, but I try not to feel the pressure to overspend. I'd rather... spend time with my partner. There's a dog head getting in my way.
I was wondering what was going on over there.
What is your answer?
I'm going to have to go with CD.
I can't do two.
CD.
We'll do C. All right. Do you plan your Valentine's activities gifts with your partner? No, I'd much rather they surprise me with something exciting. B, no, we always end up leaving it too late and buy last minute presents for each other. I'd rather not do anything for the day. That's C. And D, it's important. Yes, it's important. Both of you know what to expect, so there are no disappointments.
I'm going to go with D on that one.
That's a very good answer.
Thank you.
How would you react if your partner forgot Valentine's Day? How is that possible? But anyway.
I don't know how that'd be possible at all with as much TV and commercials
right.
and Facebook posts.
Right. A, there's no way they'd forget as I've nagged them about it since January. I don't nag you about Valentine's Day. B, I'd feel angry inside, but wouldn't tell my partner. There's no need to make a fuss. C, I couldn't care less. I try to forget Valentine's Day as well. Or D, I gently remind them of what day it is, and there's no point getting annoyed. So that's if I forgot Valentine's Day.
Wow.
How would you react?
I actually lost track of that because I thought the question was actually towards you. That's what I thought that question was.
These are all toward you.
Okay.
How would you react if I forgot Valentine's Day?
I would probably just say D again.
Okay. You give me a reminder?
Yeah.
Are you bothered by how much your partner spends on you for Valentine's Day?
No, because it's never enough. Sorry. No, I would not be bothered.
Okay. What would you do if your partner wanted to do something for Valentine's Day that you really didn't want to do? Like go to a Luke Bryan concert. Would you A, feel annoyed and refuse to speak to them? They don't know me at all. B, not say anything and go along with it. I don't want them to think I don't appreciate their efforts. C, I'd try to talk them out of it. They should know Valentine's Day is just all about materialism and isn't worth celebrating. And D, I'd let them know I appreciate the thought, but would try to come around to compromise. So we're both happy.
I'll probably do B. I would just suck it up and go.
And sit in the corner with his arms crossed like he did at the Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
All right, the next one. How would you compromise if your partner was working or was too busy to do anything for Valentine's Day?
I think this question is geared to you because I actually have to go do a show tonight.
But this is – all the questions have been geared toward you.
Okay.
I get very angry with them, A. B, I would probably wouldn't say anything. C, I wouldn't mind. D, we would arrange to do something together another day.
The last one.
Good job.
Because that's what we did.
That's what we did. That's what we do every year.
Last night. Yeah, because I think people don't understand, sometimes I think you forget, but you do understand, Valentine's Day is the day that performers have to work so other people can have a Valentine.
I know.
Okay.
The last two times Josh Grayson has been in Denver has been Valentine's Day. The first year, you were gone, so I went and had Valentine's Day with Josh Grayson.
Yeah.
The second year, you went to Los Angeles, so I joined you in Los Angeles. All right. Do you want to hear your score?
No, I want to hear what you do when people have to go to work on Valentine's Day.
Celebrate another day.
Okay.
I think this year, because it was on a Sunday, my brain went to automatically like, he won't work. He doesn't typically have gigs on Sunday. You didn't have it on our calendar. So I was like, hey, let's do Sunday dinner. Woo, Valentine's Day. And you're like, I have to work. I'm like, no, you don't.
You went there. You got all huffy and mad.
I did.
You did.
I'm like, no, you, fine. Anyway, let's get your score.
All right, what's my score?
You got a 12.
Uh-huh.
That means you're comfortable in your relationship and can usually talk to your partner about what you're feeling. Valentine's Day isn't important to you as you feel your relationship shouldn't be judged by one day. Does that sound accurate, sir?
That sounds pretty accurate, don't you think?
I think so.
Because I always say you're supposed to show love all year round. Like, I brought you flowers to the office before Valentine's Day.
So you did.
It would surprise you.
It surprised me. They're beautiful.
In a good way? Did it surprise you?
Yes, of course.
Okay, because you seem like, it surprised me.
It did. If you watch our vlog, it's on there. I have another quiz that I want you to give to me. It's called Pick a Dream Date.
Oh, okay. How do I do this? Just click on it or scroll down?
No, you ask me the questions based on, and I'll choose based on what you, it's like ABC, but it's in picture form. So I thought it'd be easier for you to administer.
Okay, let me see here.
Dead air.
Yeah, I don't understand. I'm trying to figure out what the pictures are.
I'll do it for you then.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out what the pictures mean.
What is your dream date? Okay, a nice romantic dinner, a movie, an art gallery, a concert, a picnic, or Netflix?
Let's do it for both of us. We can both answer this.
Okay. Okay. Why don't you answer?
Okay. What was it again?
Oh, my God. I need Xanax to do this podcast with you today. All right. What is your dream date? A romantic dinner, a movie, an art gallery, a concert, a picnic, or Netflix?
Movie. And yours?
Well, I can't answer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Pick a food. We have steak, pizza, sushi, cheese, chocolate covered strawberries, or a salad.
Sushi! Dog's ears just smacked against the microphone.
Pick a bouquet of flowers. We have tulips, pink roses, red roses, pink and white roses, daisies, and daffodils.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go with pink roses.
All right. Pick a box of chocolates. You have an assorted. You have all dark chocolate. You have a fruit and chocolate assortment. Here, just pick a box of chocolates out of those six.
Okay. All right. Oh, I'm going to have to go with the assorted, whichever this was that I clicked
on
there.
All right. All right. Nice. Okay, pick a celebrity crush. Rihanna, Ryan Reynolds, Kendall Jenner, Jake Gyllenhaal, Kanye West, or Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Pick a candy heart. Now, these are those conversation hearts. We have Go Girl, Be Mine, Goodbye, Cool Cat, Bite Me, or Cutie Pie?
Cool Cat.
All right. Which celebrity should actually be your Valentine? Are you ready?
Okay.
It's Michael B. Jordan.
And I don't even know who that is.
I don't either.
Well, yep. That paid off.
Yeah, that was fun.
So restart it and I'll give it to you.
All right.
Because now that I'm just, you go by the pictures, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't I do this while you go over some fun facts?
Okay.
I'll answer the questions while you go over fun facts.
Okay. This is, these are fun stats. Well, I want to be able to go back and forth with this, so I'll
okay,
wait
I'm right here.
Okay. Can you do both those at the same time?
Yeah,
right,
I can multitask right. Like nobody's
Christ,
business.
All right. These are fun stats about Valentine's Day. Cupid's arrows strike millions of people's hearts and their wallets. Here are some fun stats about the Day of Love this year.
All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
90% of Americans plan to celebrate Valentine's Day.
But?
That's all it says.
Oh, these are, they plan.
They plan to. The average consumer will spend about $150. Is that right? That seems low.
Well, we had lunch yesterday. We had dinner the night before. We kind of do the Valentine's Day weekend. You bought dinner on Friday. I bought brunch and dinner yesterday.
Yeah.
And then you got me a really nice gift card to Sephora.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say,
which was that
yeah.
I guess.
I want to say both of us probably overshot that by just a little.
Okay. Candy remains the most popular gift, with flowers coming in a close second.
I don't understand the candy thing.
You
don't
love
buy
candy.
I know, but don't buy me candy because you, like, I know what candy I love.
And it's not in that box.
It's not. It's not. Most of the candy
it's
I love.
It's not Twizzler. Twizzler does not come in a heart-shaped box.
And I like those conversation hearts, but I'm one of very few.
Roses are the most popular flower for Valentine's Day.
Tulips are my favorite.
Experience gifts are rising in popularity.
What?
That's what it says. Experience gifts are rising in popularity, i.e. classes, tickets, and lessons
oh,
for
like
things.
Gifts where you're going to go do something
yes.
together.
Yes, like
going to
zip
a Luke
line.
Bryan concert.
Would you say go to a Puke Bryan?
See, the problem is we don't enjoy doing the same things. Like, we like eating.
We love eating.
That's about all we have.
People spend $700 million on Valentine's gifts for their pets.
Sorry, Butterfly, I suck.
You didn't get the dogs or cats anything this year.
We got them treats, but it was not for Valentine's Day. It was just kind of for fun.
Parents.
Wait. Mm-hmm. I think none of the cats ate the new salmon meat sticks that we got, but Butterfly just did. I just saw it happen.
Oh, is that? Because I thought
no.
Rain went over and ate them.
No.
No?
Well, so Butterfly enjoyed the cats' Valentine's Day gifts.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Parents plan to give more gifts to the kids than to their spouses.
That didn't happen to me growing up. I was kind of sad about that. Like, I was one of those girls that never got flowers sent to the school.
Uh-huh.
You know how all the girls got flowers sent to the school?
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's a generation or two after yours.
Oh, yeah. That's probably it. Thank you.
But no, like, especially the popular girls, we get, like, flowers sent to the school. Like, they had, like,
by their parents?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And there was, like, this line and all these flowers, and I'm just like,
Your parents hated you, though.
No, they just didn't think about stuff. It's not that they hated me. It's that they didn't think about stuff like that. So I'm wondering if I think my generation, now that we are parents, I am not, but other people my age are, I think they're making up for what they didn't get. Like, it gets bigger every generation. Like, your generation, it wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
But my generation, it was. People got flowers. But then those, if I had a daughter and, like, say, starting in high school, especially, just high school, I would make sure and send her flowers every year.
Every year.
Every year. Because I know how it felt not to have flowers. On Valentine's Day and her birthday. I'm weird, though. But I think that making up for what you thought was lacking in your life is probably not going to help your kids.
At all.
No.
I mean, I think that's part of the problems we're having with kids today is everybody thinks that I want kids to have it better than what I had, or I'm not going to do that to my kid when I grow up.
Right.
But yet that's what you're supposed to do to your kids.
Some of it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Keep on with the stats.
All right. Let's
Don't want to get dark and weird.
Millennials plan to spend more on Valentine's Day than others, spending an average of $290.
Wow. That's because they buy the expensive stuff.
They also think men should pay on a first date.
Millennials do?
Uh-huh.
That's not bad. That's good, right? It sets the tone.
Yeah. And who doesn't think this? Millennials also think that bad credit is a turnoff.
Huge turnoff.
And how does that fall under Valentine's Day stats?
I think it's a huge thing. Like, I think there should be a website. Wait, maybe I shouldn't share this because we could totally have it. But, like, you know how they have all the dating websites? So they should have a website where you could pull background and credit checks on your significant others. Like, 6 months in, just to make sure, before you make the, you know, hit that year mark.
Well, didn't you say you actually ran a background check on...
I did the best I could without having to pay.
Yeah, but didn't you actually do like a Google search and all that kind of?
Yes. I've done that before.
Wow.
I don't want to get myself into a bad situation.
Have you been in a bad situation?
No. I just see because other people.
Because you Google everybody.
I see other people go through that and I'm like, no.
Well, I found, here's Valentine's Day trivia.
Did you want to find out who my celebrity perfect is?
Oh, yes, I do.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Who was your Valentine celebrity Valentine?
Well, it is someone that has a rock hard body.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very well known. Grace Helbig has a love for him. And his name is The Rock.
I seriously.
The Rock.
You don't even have a thing about The Rock.
I don't. No. No. I like his body. I find him to be comical.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But he's not like,
he's not Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling or Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Any of those.
All right. What? You love Dolly Parton.
Well, I did. I do. I don't know. Here's some Valentine's Day trivia.
Okie dokie.
You ready?
I feel pressure.
This is trivia. Because you love this. The New England Confectionery Company produces 8 million sweetheart conversation hearts each year.
I love those things. We just bought 3 bags for $1 a piece.
8 million.
That will last me for a while.
Richard Cadbury.
Of the Cadbury cream eggs. Those are Easter.
He developed the first box chocolates for Valentine's Day in 1868.
Well, Cadbury's big in the UK, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All year round. But Cadbury cream eggs are popular here. And we actually saw them when we went grocery shopping today.
But apparently he did the first box, the heart box of candy.
Did you see the heart box of candy at Walmart today that said Valentine's Day sucks?
No. And you didn't get that?
No. I didn't want to be negative.
As the story goes, Saint Valentine was executed on February 14th, about 270 AD for performing Christian marriages against the decree of Roman Emperor Claudius II, who believed single men made better soldiers.
So it's not a made-up holiday. It's not. He was killed today.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Over a love situation.
Over marrying people. Will you please post that on Facebook?
Really?
No, you wouldn't.
Okay. Because of the increased demand, roses are usually sold at 200% the usual retail value on Valentine's Day.
Even Walmart had roses today.
While 45% of men think flowers mean I love you, only 4% of women agree. What do you think?
They say I like you.
They say I'm thinking about you to me.
Yeah.
That's what flowers mean to me. Like, but I was thinking about you.
They die. They're not forever like a diamond.
So it's a lot like real life. Is that what you're saying?
No, didn't say that. I don't know where you pulled that out of, Mr. Man.
Valentine's Day is the second most popular card-giving holiday after Christmas. According to the Greeting Card Association, about 190 million cards are sold on this holiday.
You bought a card for me and your mama.
I did.
I did not buy a card at all this year.
The card I bought for my mom?
Mm-hmm.
Hysterical. I hope she appreciates it.
What does it say?
I hope you like this card because somebody farted in the card aisle and I had to grab this as quick as I could.
That's all. She will laugh.
I think she'll laugh too.
I don't know that she'll share it with her friends, but I think she'll laugh.
This is so true. Men spend twice as much as women this holiday. That is so true.
Really? Okay.
Your
and
turn.
I bought you a candle.
Huh?
And I bought you a candle.
You did. And I bought you a candle.
You did?
Dead space. Yes. Remember we bought candles for each other?
Yeah.
Or the house.
We have this thing where we are hoarding.
We have a candle problem.
One,
we really do have a candle problem.
If we get snowed in, we have enough food to live for like a month.
And enough candles to have light.
And enough candles to have light, heat, and the smell good for like 2-3 months maybe. But every time we go by Bath & Body Works, it seems like nowadays, every time we go by, they're having a candle sale.
They're either having a candle sale or announcing new
candles.
Candle smells.
So we went into Bath & Body Works yesterday and he got two candles. I bought two candles, all for the home.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I found a cool story.
Wait, I'm going to give you one more.
You told me to go.
I know. Sorry. I want to give you one more on the trivia thing. Author Geoffrey Chaucer was the first to associate Valentine's Day with romantic love.
But it said St. Valentine was doing lovey stuff.
In his story, Parliaments of Fowls, he wrote about birds choosing their mates on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's sweet. Right before spring, maybe?
Could be.
Yeah.
All right. Back to you, lady.
Back to me, lady. All right. I got some news stories associated with Valentine's Day.
Okay.
A racy night in Little Rock, Arkansas that involved handcuffs.
Oh. With the police?
Lands a man in handcuffs. Yeah. An Arkansas couple's evening of kinky entertainment ended up with one pair of handcuffs used for fun being replaced by another used for a
You're having trouble today, aren't you?
You are too. So they replaced the kinky handcuffs with real handcuffs. Okay, so the couple had lost the key to their
fake handcuffs.
No, they were real handcuffs.
Okay.
So the kinky handcuffs. They lost the key to that one. Okay. And then, so they called the police asking for help. So the responding patrolman removed the handcuffs and did a routine search of the couple's names.
Uh-huh.
And when the computer reported an outstanding warrant for the guy, he had to arrest him.
Oh, and he already had him in handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. Another story that I found, Goodwill has a great idea for all of those.
Adele? Adele?
Good.
Hello from the Goodwill. Adele.
Why do you have to be making fun of me? So Goodwill has an idea for those haters of Valentine's Day. So Goodwill stores in Sarasota and Las Vegas areas have an anti-Valentine's Day antidote. They're asking people to donate their ex's stuff with a Don't Hate, Donate campaign. In a news release, Goodwill Minnesota Foundation Vice President Veronica Brandon Miller says the agency is having a little fun at the expense of Valentine's Day, but she notes that breakups are never easy and that it's important to get rid of the items and keep the exes stuck in the past.
Oh.
Kind of like I did, like your ex had a bunch of stuff here, and I was like, can I just take it to Goodwill? And you said, yes. Yay, that was fun.
So don't hate, donate.
Don't hate, donate.
I think a lot of people would prefer to burn their ex's stuff. You always hear about that.
Where?
Huh?
Where would you burn your ex's stuff? I think that's what you kept saying you were going to do, and I'm like, where?
Out in the yard or in the driveway. Isn't that what people always say? Because somebody today posted on... because I put my status for Facebook. You know, it's a good Valentine's Day when it doesn't end in murder or dismemberment.
You were looking at that knife pretty closely last night.
I know. And somebody thought, wrote underneath it, I thought it was a pretty good Valentine's Day when your stuff doesn't end up burned on the lawn. So I think people have that concept in their head of a lot of times people just burn your stuff.
I have never had my stuff burned. I'm a nice person. No. Another Valentine's Day story. In Las Vegas, a Houston man and a New York woman are facing felony charges.
I heard about this.
After authorities say they were recorded having sex in public during a 30-minute ride in a glass-enclosed cabin on a Ferris wheel 550 feet above the Las Vegas Strip.
That's that big giant Ferris wheel, whatever that's called.
A Las Vegas judge on Tuesday set a March 9th date to see if the charges against Philip Frank Penzica III and Chloe Escordinos can be resolved without trial. The two were arrested February 5th after riding alone together in a one cabin on that high roller is what it's called.
Yeah, high roller. That's it. The link.
Yeah. Police say surveillance cameras captured the act. Security warned the couple to stop, and people in another car shot cell phone video. Images have not been released
yet.
And the attorneys declined to comment. One attorney said that his client believed the couple had an expectation of privacy.
Well, I thought it meant what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I thought it's Sin City. Isn't that what kind of like you go to Vegas?
Yeah, I feel like there's probably not a place in Las Vegas where someone hasn't had sex.
Yeah, in the alleyways, behind the bushes, behind a sign.
Yeah.
That's just kind of...
On the White Castle counter.
It what?
I don't know.
That's why my cheese tastes funny.
Oh, babe, you had to go there.
I had to go there.
Are we still recording?
We're still recording.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Woo.
No, we didn't have the problem that we had before on another episode where, don't jinx us because I haven't hit save yet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't jinx it.
Sorry.
So what about Valentine's Day in your past? In the schools. Now, let's talk about that.
Okay.
When you were in little, like in elementary school.
Okay, I don't remember anything.
You don't remember anything?
I remember doing the gift, like the card exchange, and there were always those boys where when they gave me their card, I thought it meant like 10 times what it actually meant.
So you thought you had a lot of boyfriends and they were like, just, no. I gave you a card out of my packet.
No, like I always had the boy crushes, probably starting in, I want to say, fourth grade.
Yeah.
I started having boy crushes. And like when they gave me the Valentine's Day card, it was like,
he wants to marry me.
This one's more special than the rest.
So, but
and
you.
And when I handed him a Valentine, it was like, hey.
Had you written on it extra stuff on
maybe.
It?
Maybe.
You know, you remember something you wrote on one of them.
I don't remember writing. I just remember that feeling like, this one's more special than the rest.
Did y'all hand them to each other? Because we had these envelopes. We had to make these packets that you hung on the wall. And then people went by and dropped your Valentine into your packet.
Yeah.
And
that's
then
what we had.
And then you dumped them out.
And now they make like these extravagant Valentine's Day boxes, which
they
is really cool. Yeah.
Well, I heard some schools have stopped the whole Valentine thing because other people get their feelings hurt because some people get more Valentines than others.
But I feel like if you're going to hand out one to one kid, you hand them out to all, right?
Well, that's everybody gets a ribbon concept. But when I was a kid, you really just gave your Valentine's to your
everyone.
These are
my
best
class.
Friends, or this is who I think is cute gets one.
Oh no, I remember giving them to all of them, all of the people in my class.
That's so nobody feels bad,
right? But I felt the special ones.
Did you?
I sound
but
okay.
Did, like I'm saying, did you write?
Maybe
you put a star-
I may have done that, or like. Giving them candy with it. I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember that feeling, like butterflies.
What grade was your first time you thought, this is the boy right here. This is the one I'm going to marry.
Fourth grade.
It was fourth
Chad
grade?
Chad Sickle. Yep. We played soccer together.
And you just like knew because you played soccer. He's the one.
Mm-hmm. And then his family moved away in fifth grade, and it was...
Did it break your heart?
It broke my heart.
Did y'all have one of those typical movie kind of things where the two kids ride the
bikes?
No,
he had broken up with me
already. Already by then.
Yeah, and I was so sad. So sad.
Did you go over and watch him drive away as the family moved?
Or? No.
Like they do in the movies, that's what I was getting to, where they, you know, they ride over the bike and they watch him and they wave out the back window of the station wagon.
No, I didn't do that. I found him on MySpace later and we became friends and life was good.
Mm-hmm. Life was good?
There was closure there.
Tell him, hey, I thought I was going to marry you in the fourth grade?
No, I didn't go that crazy.
I was pretty sure I was going to have your baby when I was in the fifth grade. And,
oh, goodness gracious.
You're turning bright red.
Because it's embarrassing.
Why?
I don't know. I've always been a hopeless romantic. I always have been. Like in seventh grade, there was this boy that I had a crush on and I wrote him a note. And it was like, I really like you and I want to be more than friends. But if you don't feel the same way, you can tear this note up and throw it in the trash. But if you do feel the same way, write me back.
And?
The next day I saw him in the hall. He's like, I threw it in the trash. I was like, crushed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
We recently became Facebook friends. And
again? Did you remind them of?
No. But it made that story come back. I was like, I don't hold on to anything. No. But, what about you?
Well, Thursday night, I got to back this up just a little bit. Thursday night, I went to a screening preview party of a new TV show called Those Who Can't. It's with our friends, local comics here.
Okay.
And they had the party designated and designed like a high school. There was a cafeteria area, a teacher's lounge, mm-hmm. that was all. And they had in the cafeteria laying all around were those little things that were numbers and letters. I was going to bring one home. I think I might have brought one home.
What is it? I don't understand what you're saying.
Remember those things you'd go pick a color? Blue, B-L-U-E.
Oh, yeah, like the origami.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, remember those?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's reminded me of that when you
and
said
it was
you
in
left.
The show.
That was 1, 2, 3, 4.
But, yes.
Pick 1, 2.
Yes.
Did you ever make those too?
I didn't know how to make them, but my friends made them.
Did you use them?
Yes.
Did it say, do you like me? Yes, pick one. Do you like me?
Yeah, but yeah. I don't remember what we did it for. I don't remember.
Oh.
It was just fun to be like, boop, 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 boop. And then you lift up a tab and see what it says. And it's like a fortune cookie without the cookie.
Yeah. I always loved that.
Did you do that in school?
Yeah. We made those a lot. And I never did learn how to fold the football, though, in school.
No.
They had the little paper footballs mm-hmm. that they would triangle to play thump football, thump.
That's weird that you didn't learn how to, because you're pretty artsy.
Yeah. I especially since I learned how to make the 1, 2, 3, 4, yellow, YELLOW. Now, it's like, okay.
You're hilarious. Did you have any, like, major, like, crushes blow up your face, like, grade school, junior high?
No.
Don't get to high school.
No, but I did bring a girl home in kindergarten and say, this is the girl I was going to marry.
How did that work out?
My mom just giggled. That's all I know. I mean, I only know
what happened to that girl.
I have no idea. I only know this story because my mom told me. I'm too young. I mean, it's too young for me to even remember.
I don't remember anything from kindergarten.
So my mom
except missing
told
the school
me that.
Bus on the first day.
You missed. How'd you do that?
That always happened. They would. My parents would take me to school the first day of school of the year, just that first day, and then the school system would try and put me on the bus to go home, and they'd always put me on the wrong bus. So finally, I think fifth grade, I was like, don't take me to school today. I'm going to catch the bus so I know the number and I know the driver and I'm going to get on the right bus to come home. It took me 5 years to finally be like,
to finally get it right.
The system is not working.
Well, what happens if you're on the wrong bus?
Well, I lived in a very small town, as you know. And so
would they just drive you home after they figured out you were?
You have to wait for everybody. But I'm sure my parents were worried. Like, or maybe they like, hey, let's do this again because that makes her come home later.
Maybe that was it. That was just their way of keeping you out of the house longer.
Maybe. They had sexy time while I was riding the bus. It means they still loved each other, Steve. But yeah, it was so weird every time.
How'd your parents celebrate Valentine's Day? Did they do anything? Do you remember, did they give each other gifts and dinner?
I remember my dad doing like, my mom loves stuffed animals to this day. I remember my dad like doing flowers and stuffed animals from time to time when we could afford it.
Is that why you picked up the big stuffed animal today when we went shopping?
No, part of me went, hey, I could cuddle with this when Steve's gone. And then I'm like, no, I'm not paying $20 for a fake cuddle buddy.
$40!
Well, that was the monkey was $20.
Oh, okay. All right. Was that really what you were thinking when you picked up that yes, giant life-size?
Like, this is like a body pillow, but not. There's a nose.
Oh, my God. See, the things you find out if you keep talking on a podcast long enough, some good shit just comes out.
But I've got butterfly.
So you're a lot like your mom in the fact you still love...
She like had like a one of those nets in her bedroom. And I think she still does with all the stuffed animals. And she loves getting stuffed animals. I know I could get her a stuffed animal and some sugar-free candy and she'd be fine.
So all the stuff, you like the animals you get out of a crane game, crane game, she'd be like, oh my God, look at that.
You love me.
You got me a crane animal.
She wouldn't know it was a crane animal. She'd be like, oh, you shouldn't have...
Why aren't you more like your mom?
I'm sorry.
Well, I could just be like, I got you a stuffed animal. And you'd be like, oh, take me now.
You would not be with me if I loved stuffed animals at the pace that my mother did. You'd be like, what the hell? For a while, I would like cuddle with a stuffed animal. It was me having to adjust to the fact that you don't go to sleep at the same time that I do, so we don't cuddle.
I think we've talked about that on here before. Yes. You actually do sleep with
me. I used to. I don't anymore.
Seriously, you don't anymore?
No. I haven't brought out the stuffed bear ever in like 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you get over it?
I think I just adjusted to the fact that you're not going to cuddle with me when I'm going to sleep.
And, well, you got the dog now.
Well, I don't even need that. I just need friends on the TV. I love listening to Joey, Rachel, Ross, Chandler, Monica, and Phoebe live their lives. And it takes me like 2 minutes and I'm out.
Well, you've also gone through, like, it used to be you had to have the news on to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And now it has to be Friends. That's, I mean, you really do look for an episode of Friends.
When you were gone this last time, traveling the world in China.
Yeah.
I was going to sleep at 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night. News wasn't on yet. So I had to find something else.
And you ran across the Friends episode?
Yep. So I don't need the news anymore. And now I have the NBC Nightly News podcast that I can listen to get a rundown of the news every day.
And Friends seems to be coming on like all the time now. Like,
well, it's on
different
every night.
But it's on different channels. Like, We watched it on TBS, so that's where you had it on.
No, it's not TBS.
No, but it's on TBS.
Oh, yes, it does play on TBS.
And then last night you had it on another channel.
I don't know the channel.
Yeah. And then after it went off, it becomes Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
And
that means I'm up way too late.
If it turns to Fresh Prince. But I was changing the channel after it turned to Fresh Prince. And I found it more friends on another channel last night. So I'll have to look for that.
So part
for
of
you.
Me is like, should I just record Friends?
It's
like
on Netflix.
I know.
Just now that we have, you don't even really need to look for it anymore. Just put it on Netflix. Can it be the same episode every time?
It doesn't matter. Well, no, it probably needs to be different. Like, I didn't know that Joey and Rachel could maybe have dated. I don't even know how that happened because I fell asleep.
Well, they did it.
I don't think they did it.
At least they did it.
I don't think they did it. They went on a date. I don't know if they consummated the date.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, that is my...
Well, I didn't realize about Friends till we started watching it again.
You didn't even know Rachel had a baby.
No.
I was never
a giant Friends fan. I watch it now and then, but I didn't realize till you made me watch more and more episodes.
I made you.
That Ross was like a whore. He'd only been married two or three times and had kids by a lesbian woman. And
yet you still felt bad for him.
Yeah. And then Phoebe got pregnant.
Rachel
and
was
then
one
Rachel,
of the baby
Rachel
mamas.
Was going to have a, yeah, it was like, what was all this going on with Friends? I always thought they were just like, hey, we're a bunch of people that just live in an apartment across the way from each other, and we just give one-liners. I didn't think they were giving, like, sex to each other.
Giving sex to each other. And I read an article this last week that said that, you know, sorry guys, Friends is not going to happen again. There's not going to be a reboot because the time that was captured during the television show was the 20s and early 30s, where your friends are your family. beyond that, you get married, you know, your family becomes your family.
Yeah.
And you can't recreate the magic that happened on the television show because everyone should have progressed in their life to different times where their friends are no longer their family.
Well, they could still have friends, like Rachel and Monica could still be friends even though they're married or whatever.
No reboot.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, that's pretty odd because I don't think people really care what the creators want. It's usually like, give them crap. Reboot Full House if you have to. Seriously. Like, what's the story behind Fuller House? Fuller House. You know what I mean?
I don't know. It's the kids grown up and they're living. Yeah. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing with Friends. Is just put them all back in the same area and they run across each other. Like How I Met Your Mom. Some were married. Some weren't. You just have adult relationships instead of, hey, we're 20-somethings, just crazy all the time.
They were crazy.
Joey was...
He was an idiot.
I didn't realize how stupid he was.
Oh, that's funny. He was an idiot. Just an idiot. That's hilarious. We saw a friend's shirt in the Urban Outfitters. Urban,
yeah.
How much was it?
$24 for a friend's shirt. And you were going to get it until you thought, I don't need to get one online,
long sleeve for $23.95. Long sleeve.
There you go. That is worth that.
Yeah, and free shipping.
There you go.
I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it right
Because you can
now.
Sleep in a friend's t-shirt while Watching you watch Friends. Friends as you fall asleep
How
to
do
Friends.
I have a boyfriend? I don't even know. I'm sorry, babe. I am that cool. I'm that cool. And you haven't even married me. Like, you've got it pretty lucky.
I know. I saw somebody today posted about how I should propose. When are you going to make me propose?
Yeah. When am I going to make you?
Yeah. When are you going to make me?
Yeah, because that's what I want. I want to hold a gun to a guy's head and be like, marry me forever.
But that's what that girl posted. You were like, oh, why change anything? We're happy.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Good job.
See, Butterfly, she does not want to get married. I tell you that all the time. Butterfly's always telling me, I think Mom wants to get married. And I go, Butterfly, you're just thinking out your dog brain.
Yeah. I'm not the marrying kind. I don't have it in me to do the wedding thing. And I think it would just create a lot of stress.
If you were to get married.
Uh-huh. It would have to be quick. You know, just like, it would have to be like an elope thing. Someone else throws a party for me.
You're not into the whole planning, see 6 months of your life.
I am 34 years old. At this point, it would be embarrassing to make a big deal out of a marriage.
Really?
Yeah. Because most of my people my age have already been there, done that. And I'm like 10 years behind them. And they might be on their second.
And they're still wearing white, and their kid is the ring bearer.
Yeah, my girlfriend Amy and I, she's I think a year younger than me, and she's never been married, and has her and her boyfriend had a kid about a year ago, and she's like, yeah, I used to always think I wanted this big wedding, and she was in this big veil wedding last year, so not just a big wedding in Vail, Colorado. So what was that cost? Probably like six figures almost, right? And she's like, I just don't want to do that. And I'm like, yeah, I want to go to Hawaii. That's what I want to do. I don't want to worry about what color the napkins
flowers
are.
And that, is the monogram right? And where's the seating chart? And who are you going to sit next to?
And maybe I would feel differently because a lot of these girls, their parents like have a fund that goes toward that. And my parents don't. So maybe that's it. And I'm like, I don't want my hard-earned money. For one day.
Well, that's right. Your parents are supposed to pay for this, right?
Yeah. So for one day, I don't get it. I'm like, I don't get
$60,000 for
ridiculous.
One day. You know how much that could go toward a new house or a new car or into a college fund for your kid or Hawaii?
I don't have kids. So Hawaii?
No, I'm just talking about people that do spend the $60,000.
I know.
Like, aren't you planning ahead that?
I get it. Like, I think, 20 to 30, like the age range, that's a good time to make a big deal about it once.
Mm-hmm.
But after 30, it's kind of like, will I do the bachelor party thing? No.
Not. You could have a barbecue in the backyard.
I might have my girlfriends and I go out for nice dinner. Woo! You know? Am I wrong?
No.
Okay. But not that that needs to ever happen. But again, it's a lot of stress. I already have enough stress.
Well, I'm just thinking about for the people that are listening, mm-hmm. that are going through the same situations that, yeah. like, you know.
And they could totally disagree with me. Totally.
Because they've held out so long. They want that wedding.
Yeah. Their wedding fund is still
there. I'm 52 years old. I want the wedding that I've always wanted.
You know, and you go, girl. You go, girl.
I want to wear white. I want mm-hmm. doves released. I want to be picked mm-hmm. up by a helicopter and flown.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. No. No, I used to want that with trumpets and...
Trumpets?
I always...
Really? You wanted trumpets? Did you want it to be like the end of times from
like
the Bible?
Cinderella?
Oh, that kind of...
Those trumpets.
Oh, not like Gabriel's trumpets letting you know that the...
No.
The...
No.
The end times was coming.
I just don't have it in me. I don't have it.
Well, speaking of end times.
Sorry. Did I end it on a bad note?
No, I think it's good.
All right. So stop asking us when we're going to get married. We're not getting married.
We're not?
We're happy.
We are?
That's what you tell everyone. I'm in a green room with you last weekend with the guy that wrote, he's just not that into you. Okay. And you're like, I keep saying, are you happy? Yep. Then why change anything?
And he was like, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. He has a wife.
He has a wife, but he said that marriage has been rough and it's shaky, and
so
that's
is
why
our
they're,
relationship
they're right.
from time to time.
Really?
Well, freaking laundry.
Oh yeah, we had a fight. We might as well wrap up on this.
Oh my gosh,
we'll fold up and get out.
I have used you as an example at work.
You have? In what way? Yes. Okay, let me back it up. I don't mind doing laundry.
Let me
finish. I don't mind doing laundry. And by doing it, I mean I don't mind throwing it in the machine and washing it.
And possibly putting it in the dryer.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes. And I do that most of the time. Be honest. I dry it. I just don't do anything but put it in a pile or leave it in a basket. I don't know why. I hate folding and putting away laundry.
But I want to do it with you.
I do.
No, you want me to do it all.
No, I offered and I helped you, didn't I? When we both got in there, I was folding. I was helping put.
Bitching.
I know. But it's just, I hate doing it. And so when you're there to help and it's like, I have somebody to talk to and you can kind of, we can do sheets together. But today you were like, get the hell away from me. I'll do the sheets.
Well, since we got the old people bed and they're twin sheets, there's no reason to need help anymore. When we had the king sheets, yes, we needed help. But the twin sheets don't need... Oh, he's giving me the puppy dog eyes. Never mind. Okay.
What? I'm listening. I'm listening. But no, I think other people can relate to this because...
Yeah, my dad was the same way and I hated it.
Oh, now the truth comes out.
But no, I don't understand why you're home for 2 weeks straight, not having to go to work every day.
But do you know how many people share their bed with piles of clean laundry?
That is not how I'm going to live, sir.
This is the clean pile. This is the dirty pile over there.
That's how I don't want to live. I want all of the laundry once a week to have a massive reset where all of it is clean at one time except what I'm wearing and everything else is put away. It's like a big reset.
Well, we did that today. We did it together.
Yeah, after 2 weeks.
Ladies and gentlemen, can you hear the frustration in her voice?
I love you, but...
She almost killed me with a bread knife.
I did not. There were no knives involved. I may have thrown your dirty underwear at your face.
She tried to kill me with my own underwear. Ladies and gentlemen...
There was no killing involved. I gotta be so dramatic.
If Valentine's Day does not end in death... And dismemberment, it's a good Valentine's Day. So apparently, you not killing me with my own underwear because I didn't fold them.
And put them away. And maybe iron if needed.
Iron.
What the fuck?
What the? Does anybody under 30 still own an ironing board?
We do.
I said under 30.
Oh,
you're 34.
Probably not. Probably not. I try not to buy things that need to be ironed. You have things that need to be ironed. Mm-hmm. I don't iron them.
No. I don't really care. I'm one of those.
Because I don't iron.
Right. Right. I don't have a girlfriend that goes, hey, take that off. You are not going out of the house until I iron that.
No.
You are not wearing that on stage until I iron that.
I just want you to bathe. That's all I ask.
You make it sound like you have to ask me to do that too. Are you?
Well, when you don't.
Oh, shut up. You know that's not true. You know that's not true.
I come home from work. I'm like, did you bathe today? No. Okay.
But I bathe at nighttime, less before I go to bed. You like to get up and do it immediately.
And then after the gym.
You bathe after the gym?
Before and after the gym. Yeah, I know, right? I'm clean. Squeaky.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thanks for putting up
Thank
with us
you.
To our Valentine's Day podcast.
We love each other.
We do.
We're going on 6 years of a relationship. We're going to have real life talks. It's real life, people.
She tried to kill me with a butter knife.
I did not.
So tell people how to find us.
Go to Wrinkled Sheets on Facebook. Just search mm-hmm. on YouTube. Wrinkled Sheets 1 on Twitter. WrinkledSheets1@gmail.com. And we have a P.O. Box.
P.O. Box 1435, Parker, Colorado, 80134, if you want to send us something. And people have been sending us stuff because...
And we got... That's what we're doing next.
We're going to shoot a vlog. A
couple vlogs.
Because we have gotten presents and chips. Chips.
And candy.
And candy. All
Nothing
from Britain.
Healthy.
All from Britain. Some of our friends, our British listeners, have sent us things to shoot vlogs.
Gary
about.
Robinson mm-hmm. and then...
And Hillary.
And Hillary.
And we're going to do that. We already shot some of the candy one already, and you can find that on YouTube.
We're going to do another candy one, though, because we have a lot more candy.
We have a lot more candy. Hillary was sweet. Hillary Bird was sweet sending this much candy, and we do appreciate it. So anyway, do look us up on YouTube and find the Wrinkled Sheets vlog, because we've been
Subscribe. If you subscribe and hit the little bell on our profile, anytime we upload a new vlog, you'll get an email that'll say, hey, go to YouTube, watch this.
Yeah. And we're shooting in high def, so it's actually turning out better. The videos have gotten better.
Yeah. Yeah. And as soon as Steve upgrades to the 6S, it'll be
even better.
More better.
More better. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Happy Valentine's Day.